Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The U.S. Interior Department has announced new Endangered Species Act rules. Alaska Public Media reports that Interior Secretary David Bernhardt describes the changes as improvements.
Our intent has been to be true to the law, maintaining the legal standards, while creating a more transparent, more reliable, and more efficient and defensible regime.
Environmental groups say the new regulations weaken the Endangered Species Act by changing the way the Fish and Wildlife Service will treat animals designated as threatened. The category is a step down from endangered, and in Alaska it includes the polar bear and two kinds of eider. Under current rules, threatened species receive the same protections as those on the endangered list, but the new regulations will require the agency to tailor-make protections for each species it wants to protect as threatened. Defenders of Wildlife attorney Jason Rylander says the Fish and Wildlife Service will have to go through a lot more work to list an animal as threatened.
New species and species that would be downlisted from endangered to threatened could potentially receive no protections, and then that means that they would be on the list in name only.
Michael Drysdale, an attorney at the firm Dorsey & Whitney, who often represents mining companies, agrees the new rules will significantly increase the workload for the Fish and Wildlife Service, but says they could produce more flexible solutions. Drysdale says it's wrong to assume the service cannot protect a species while it's drafting specific rules.
Because the agency always has the opportunity to say, for this particular species, we're going to treat it exactly as we would an endangered species. So that's always a fallback option for the agency.
Drysdale says he doesn't expect the new rules will have much effect on mines and other projects, despite declarations to the contrary.
It's just the nature of our polarized debate. Any development, each side wants to say that it's a momentous change that's going to radically alter the way the industry or the issue is dealt with. And generally, it doesn't play out that way.
Another rule change will make it harder for the Fish and Wildlife Service to declare land as critical habitat for an animal if the species is not living on the property. Wildlife groups say sometimes the designation is necessary to allow a species to recover and expand into unoccupied habitat, or because it's being pushed out of its current territory. The Interior Department says the current standards are too vague. Environmental groups and several states are expected to file lawsuits challenging the new rules. The Fairbanks City Council will allow a cannabis entrepreneur's bid to open Alaska's first on-site marijuana consumption business to go forward. Meeting last night, the council voted unanimously not to oppose Lily Bossart's application to the State Marijuana Control Board. Prior to the vote, Bossart told the council her business would provide Fairbanks a legal public place to consume marijuana.
It'll take it out of public parks, it'll take it out of hotels, it'll take it out of rental cars, and put it where it belongs, in an area where people are consenting and going with the specific purpose of on-site consumption.
Bossart's on-site consumption license application was voted down by the Marijuana Control Board last month, a decision Bossart is appealing.
Yeah, we got a split decision, and the split decision goes negative, unfortunately.
The control board only has 4 members since Governor Mike Dunleavy removed Brandon Emmett of Fairbanks, and Dunleavy appointee Vivian Stiver of Fairbanks turned down the spot.
We would have loved to have that 5th member and that 5th opinion.
The control board members who voted against Bossart's application say the proposed facility fails to meet a requirement that on-site consumption businesses be located in a freestanding building. Bossart calls the statute vague and maintains her site on Bentley Truss Road otherwise meets state regulations.
There is no shared air between the upstairs and downstairs. There's no shared HVAC unit, and we're not proposing any sort of on-site consumption indoors.
The council was generally receptive to Bossart's case, though member Jerry Cleworth said the statute appears fairly clear.
When I always hear the word freestanding, I would have probably thought, no, you don't comply
right immediately,
but I haven't read the rules.
So if you read the statute, what it defines very clearly what it means, and it does not say sole occupancy. It says no shared walls, no shared air, which we don't have.
Bossart suggested the board may have ruled conservatively because her on-site consumption application is the first being considered. Council member Shoshana Kuhn cited the council's decision to allow on-site consumption in the city and encourage Bossart.
You know, we took a chance as a city to do this, so So thanks for your courage and putting your business money on the line to make it grow. No puns intended.
The State Marijuana Control Board could consider Bossart's request for an administrative hearing on her appeal at its November meeting. A classic Greek play about war-caused post-traumatic stress and suicide is being read to Fort Wainwright soldiers as part of pre-deployment training. Sophocles' tragedy Ajax tells the story of a great warrior who takes his own life and the repercussions on those around him.
And he wrote this play specifically as a means of addressing the suicide issue in his own army. So it's a timeless story.
Combat veteran Milt Sawyers of Fairbanks is CEO of the Alaska Veterans Foundation, a group focused on suicide prevention. Modeled after professional readings of the Ajax play by the national group Theater of War, Sawyers had the idea of local performances as an alternative approach to suicide prevention.
Suicide rates have been going up, even in spite of the increased suicide prevention training that the soldiers and families have been getting. I believe that through the use of this story and then discussing it afterwards is much more effective than death by PowerPoint.
Sawyer says base officials like the idea, and the Veterans Foundation is working with the Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater to do the Ajax readings for deploying soldiers.
And I tell you what, I picked the phone up and I thought, well, let's just give this a go. I called the executive director for the Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater, and I didn't get through the first sentence, and she says, I'm in.
Theater is a powerful tool for change in the world.
Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater director Carrie Seward says the Ajax script has been adapted to better reach soldiers.
We're going to use the classical Greek text for most of the characters, but then Ajax will cut through with this modern language.
A modern version of it that they can relate to.
Marine combat veteran Pearson Crosby plays Ajax. Here's Crosby improvising a part of the play where Ajax gives a battle report to his commanding officers.
You got to see what we got going on back here. I just picked up majority of the straggling troops, and both the top commanders I got lynched up in the kitchen.
Crosby says the play's grim realities tap feelings and memories from his own deployments, like the suicide of a fellow soldier in Iraq.
Going into the bathrooms at Al Asad Air Base and putting a 3-round burst into his head a couple hours prior to us leaving Iraq, going back to Kuwait into a safe zone. So it's something that really hits home for me, and as soon as I was approached to do this, I jumped on it.
Crosby says he spent years dealing with his own PTSD, a journey that included drug addiction, and he only escaped by helping fellow service members, first through a Pennsylvania veterans court, and now the Ajax Project in Alaska.
I survived, and I believe I'm living on borrowed time, and I've really made a point to do whatever I can to help somebody struggling with the same issues I've overcome.
Crosby and fellow actors are doing the first readings of Ajax for soldiers at Fort Wainwright this week, ahead of their deployment later this month. There will be similar performances later for the soldiers' families and the public, and eventually at other Alaska military posts and communities. I'm Dan Bross.